And now we travel 160 miles south of Mumbai, where a Catholic priest working alongside the Red Cross has created what some say is a model for AIDS care in the developing world, a hospital and community center that provides charity care without depending solely on charity itself. NPR's Joe Neal visited Bel Air Hospital.
Bel Air is an old TB sanatorium that used to be famous for its advanced care. It was started in 1912 in a thick forest on top of a mountain. When Father Tomi Kariakulam, a Catholic priest, happened onto it about 15 years ago, Bel Air's 50 or so buildings were crumbling. Trees were growing through windows and rooftops.
As a human being, I just felt bad. I just said, how can one stand to allow such a good institution to go away?
Father Tomi vowed to save Bel Air. He persuaded the Indian Red Cross Society, which owns the hospital, to allow him and his mission to rebuild.
There is no other place where these people will get help from. And I think that is a situation which you cannot allow to happen. A person needs help means he needs help. And
at Bel Air, Father Tomi has achieved what no other rural hospital in India has. He assembled the latest technology and the doctors needed to practice sophisticated Western-style medicine. And that meant he could get access to the government-controlled supply of drugs to treat HIV.
The way we look at patients and deal with them, with dignity, with love, and with care. We don't have any discrimination against any positive person here.
Even the poorest of the poor can qualify for free AIDS drugs. Those who can pay are charged modest fees. But by the time they get to Bel Air, Father Tomi says, patients can be very sick. They've spent precious months getting care from underqualified doctors claiming to be AIDS experts or outright quacks.
So they all go on writing all these wrong prescriptions.
He says they give out vitamins or antibiotics that don't do anything against HIV or TB.
They make a mess.
Because, he says, the wrong drugs, the wrong dosages, create drug resistance and relapses.
They just make the life of people hell by room. This is what is happening.
He says there are counterfeit drugs that hurt patients.
There is no quality control systems
to keep people from getting these bad medicines.
Please come.
Bel Air is so unusual that health experts from all over the world come to see what Father Tomi has been able to create here.
We have all the facilities, like absolutely modern equipments, instrumentation, all done.
Bel Air now has 250 beds and four operating rooms. Its staff includes 24 doctors and 60 nurses. Father Tomi is a master at fundraising. But unlike most charities, he doesn't rely solely on grants or government aid. He's setting up several money-making enterprises. Just down the road from Bel Air is a brand new private boarding school run by his mission. Long, cool hallways, spacious classrooms, verandas, fans. The school attracts the wealthy from Mumbai and beyond. Its substantial profit goes to Bel Air.
That is a 12 million rupees annual net inflow excess.
Or about $300,000 a year. And on the edge of a nearby cliff,
yes, that is the College of Nursing coming up.
A four-year College of Nursing is rising quickly out of the red dirt. It may also turn a profit, but more importantly, it will provide 80 nurses and students to staff the hospital. Nurses that will be needed as the demand for AIDS treatment keeps going up. Joe Neal, NPR News.
Joe Neal is a Kaiser Family Foundation Media Fellow this year. You can learn more about Bel Air's early days as a TB hospital and its rise from the ruins under the care of Father Tomi at npr.org.